And whether or not that dream comes true, there will be inaugural balls. The tradition dates back to George Washington. 4 years ago, President Obama attended 10 inaugural balls. This year, only two, both at the Convention Center here in Washington. NPR's Allison Aubrey is there. And Allison, is the party in full swing?
Hi, Melissa. Yeah, actually, the party has begun. Doors opened here at 6 p.m. A little over an hour ago. And what I see now are hundreds of people making their way into this cavernous hall here. Across the other side of the convention center, we've got the Commander in Chief's Ball. That's in honor of men and women in uniform. So we've got, you know, a mix of active duty, reserve military, as well as Medal of Honor recipients. There are wounded warriors and, of course, spouses. And people really look splendid. There's lots of color. There's lots of long gowns and, of course, lots of anticipatory excitement. I mean, the big event here will be in another hour or so when the President and First Lady are expected to arrive.
And a lot of dress uniforms, a lot of finery on the streets of Washington tonight. Why did President Obama cut the number of balls this year from 10 to 2?
Well, this year when the Presidential Inaugural Committee announced a scaled-back number of celebrations, they said it was meant to reflect the tough economic times, really, and also to ease the burden on law enforcement and other security that's needed to pull these events off. But I should say there is quite a sense of excitement and celebration here tonight. It's really palpable. The number of balls may be fewer, but there are lots and lots of people here, and the partying here is really spanning every hall of this convention center.
And huge lines, I'm assuming, Allison?
Oh, my gosh. Security to get in, Melissa, let me tell you. Around the block is an understatement. It went around many, many, many blocks. And then, of course, there's the security. It took us about an hour to get in. And when we got in, there were still hundreds, if not thousands, of people waiting outside.
I can only imagine the coat check as people try to get out of there tonight.
Not to mention the drink lines. And, hey, you know, the drinks here aren't free. A glass of champagne will set you back $9, and a beer is $6.
Ouch. NPR's Allison Aubrey at the Washington Convention Center, where there are two inaugural balls tonight. Allison, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
This is NPR News.